Saturday, June 19th, 2021, Juneteenth celebration.
This time of the year, Lord, is for celebration, Lord. for what we have been through as a people, Lord. All of last year and all of this year, Lord, we've been really going through it, Lord, with the pandemic and everything, all the things that have been taken away from us, Lord. We're looking to celebrate more now, Lord, but I get the sense that we're a little bit afraid to just do that because of the things that have been taken from us, Lord. But even visual recognition of one another with our masks that we have to be wearing from time to time, there's a lot that we go through. Lord, but what I want us to focus on, Lord, as we do our celebration, is actually the elevation that should be associated with every celebration. But we're viewing the fathers at a higher level. We're viewing one another at a higher level as we finish our celebration, Lord. Celebration and elevation, Lord. Lord, be with us as we strive to bring our hearts and minds to elevate during the time of celebration, Lord, after we can finish celebrating and elevating. These are the other blessings I ask for you to bless the Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the scripture for today is one of my favorite scriptures. It does lend itself towards wealth. And it's the 10 verses of Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For the length of day and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increases. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. God, blessings to the hearers and doers of his word.
So, 2021, this all began in 2020 at a last minute decision on myself with everything that was going on in the United States and with voting, the election coming up. And I just felt that we needed to have a celebration of Juneteenth to kind of bring the community together. So we started this in 2020, and here we are, the year flew by, and with helping my mother kind of reminding me, okay, you need to go ahead and get started with the Juneteenth celebration. And thankfully, my church is always John Shelby supporting and helping anyone along the way. And in absence of my pastor, Reverend Willie White Jr., who will be here a little later, he had to help out. Well, he had to deliver a eulogy for a funeral, so he'll be here later. But I just want to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming out with the weather and supporting the celebration that we're having for 2021. Next, we will have the mayor of Enterprise, the City of Progress. Our Mayor William Cooper will bring us greetings. So, Mayor Cooper.
White, myself, and everyone who invited me, and Nicole,
be a part of this celebration. I bring you greetings from the city of Enterprise, where I serve as the people's mayor, and where all of your city leaders and employees work hard every day to make life better for all people of our community in many ways. We all join you today in celebrating freedom, celebrating opportunities that we have in our country, our community, and celebrating the people throughout the years who have worked and who have sacrificed to make those opportunities possible. I'm a mayor who believes and appreciates participation in community and governmental affairs. I thank John Chapel, AME Church, and so many of its members who have contributed greatly to our city through participation and volunteerism in our government and public events. I also stand before you as a former educator who believes in the power of education. With education comes possible good opportunity. The world will open up to those who have what we call knowledge, learn skills, and know how to use their talents for good work. I also stand before you as a believer. My faith has been the rock that I started in times of trouble and in times of joy. I thank God for protecting me, for giving me loving parents to guide me, for creating in me the motivation and the determination to seek an education, for allowing me the great blessing of working in a professional I love, music, where I had an opportunity to help many young people, and making me realize that serving my community through civic and governmental leadership brings reward far greater than money or recognition. As we celebrate this great day, June 10th, and the track of true emancipation of enslaved ancestors, I pray that no one remains oppressed because of the devastating lack of education and interest in service to others, the woeful absence of motivation, and the determination to create a useful, peaceful, and meaningful life for yourself and to your family. I'm thankful that we can celebrate freedom today. We may still have work to do, but it starts with each one of us. God bless you, God bless our community, and God bless America. Thank you.
With that last quote, it speaks on the generational wealth that
I definitely want us to focus on. A lot of times we, as a community, as a race, have been dealt a tough hand. And we need to make sure we have a lot of younger attendees with our dancers right here, that we're providing generational wealth to them, be it mental health, financial health, educational health. We need to pass that down. We need to make sure we're leaving them better than what we had. And so that's why I really want us to focus on our generational wealth and grow as a community. Don't worry about, you know, well, that's not my family member, we're all family. And we need to focus on generational wealth and make sure this generation behind us continues to grow. I believe we have some voter registration cards. So if you're not registered to vote or you need information on voting or you have a family member that needs to register, let's go ahead and start doing that. Don't wait until election year or something comes about. Make sure you get registered to vote, because you have no reason to complain if you haven't, you know, made your voice heard. So you need to make sure you register to vote, be active in your community. If you see something that needs to be changed, go to city council meetings, make sure your voice is heard so you can make those changes that need to be made in the community. Next, we're going to have African Dance by the Elite Prancing Peacocks. So if you all will just sit back and enjoy the show, thank you. in our youth and encourage them to make sure they have a supportive, a smiling face, and know that, you know, they're staying out of trouble, getting into something that can, you know, propel them in the future. You might be looking at the next choreographer for a celebrity in the future. So, you know, we'll speak that into existence and make sure we support our youth. Next, we'll have another selection by the Sanctuary United Voices of Praise Choir of John's Chapel before we hear our message today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Juneteenth. Amen. Oh, y'all should be happier than that. They just passed the news along the 17th just a couple of days ago. Amen. So this is something that we should definitely celebrate. Amen. It's so good to be at John's Chapel AME Church again in the midst of a pandemic. Amen. In the midst of a pandemic, but God still prevails. God still prevails. Amen. We want to give honor and recognition to God. For if it had not been for God, neither of us would be in this place nor in this space on this day. We want to thank God for the angel of this house and his wife. Amen. Willie White in absentia. Amen. I know they are at a funeral today. Amen. Amen. And we pray for the family that is grieving on this day. Amen. To Nicole Nichols for thinking of me in a time such as this. Truly, she knows I love liberation. Amen. To be free is something really, really worth celebrating. Amen. I don't know about y'all, because y'all don't like freedom, I guess, but I sisters and my brothers and my sisters, and I want to give it up to the ones who are precious to my heart, and that is the children. To all the children that are in this place and in this space, I always celebrate the children, because sometimes children are taught not to celebrate themselves. But I want all the children that are in this place today to stand to your feet. All the children, now if y'all old, don't even try. Because there now and then ain't nobody else going to tell you. But if they grow up knowing that they are somebody, because they keep telling themselves that they are somebody, then we don't have to worry about the suicide rate being greater than the homicide rate. Amen. And I want to thank God for my family. Amen. My mama, because if it were not for she, there'd be no me. And to my husband, and to, what's your name, boy? I get mixed up. Jonas, JD, Jared, what's your name? Jazian and Zaheem. It's too many of them now, Doc. I get all confused. Y'all stand up so the people can see who I'm talking to and know that I'm not talking to myself. On my toes. Amen. Shall we pray? Dear God, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. God, we lift you up. God, we thank you for this day, this Juneteenth celebration. We thank you for the minds that put this together so that we can recognize and realize that though history is painful to remember, it is too dangerous to forget. God, we thank you for allowing us this moment of freedom, this moment of liberation. We thank you for the moment to be able to remind ourselves that we are somebody, that we are walking by faith, God, and not by sight. God, we thank you for being God alone and showing us that we are created in your image, God. So if we're created in your image, then that means, God, we are able to do things that are exceeding the abundance of anything, that we are not less than,
to take it with us out into the streets, into the highways, to the byways, and into those places that may not be so comfortable to go, so we can help somebody along the way, so we can begin to help ourselves even the more. God, I ask that you please allow me, Robin, to allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, to be acceptable in your sight. For truly you are my rock and my redeemer. It's in the matchless, marvelous name of Jesus, Yeshua, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. There is a word. There is a word. If you have your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, Numbers 13. I know we're talking about generational wealth, and I'm so glad that Nicole went into all the wealth of health, and not just money, because if you can have all the money in the world, but if your body ain't right, then what good is it going to do you? You can have all the money in the world, but if your mind is not right and you are suffering from some type of mental disorder that you are not able to be free from, then what good is all the money? Your education level is down and below and you can't even read a sentence. What good is it to have all this money, but you can't go into the store and read what you're buying? I'm just saying. Generational wealth deals with so many things. It's holistic. Numbers 13, 25, beginning at verse number 25. Numbers 13, in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, you will find these words printed. At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying at the land, and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the Israelites in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back a word to them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land and told them, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Yet the people who live in the land are strong, and the towns are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of the Anak there. The Amalekites live in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live by the sea and along the Jordan. But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we." So they brought to the Israelites an unfavorable report of the land. They lied. They had spied out, saying, "The land that we have gone through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw are of great size. There we saw Nephilim, the Anakites come from Nephilim, and to ourselves we seemed like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." Now, if I had to pick a topic, a title, or a subject on this afternoon, it would simply be, "I'll be a grasshopper." I'll be a grasshopper. Now, I'm talking metaphorically now. Y'all know I'm not getting ready to change into nothing, right? But I'll be a grasshopper. Now I want you to listen. Now, most of y'all know that story. Most of you know the history of the Israelites. Now, the history of the Israelites, it mimics our historical facts. It mimics the historical facts of African Americans. I promise you it does. If you go back and you read it, you will find so much that looks like us. I'm talking about historical facts. I know y'all heard about this, what is it? What is it, this race theory? What is it, critical race theory that they have going on in this country? I didn't understand, because theories have to be proven. And I said, these are historical facts, not theories. Theories have to be hypothetical, and you got to put stuff together and make it something that's factual. Well, you don't have to make it factual. Our history is real. Our history is real. But it is a history that mimics the Israelites. Watch this. At first, Joseph and his family, they were cool with the Egyptians in Egypt, just like our ancestors. Our ancestors were cool with the Europeans. They were cool with the Europeans when they were in Africa. The Egyptians with their twisted minds, they mentally were messed up, and they decided to enslave the Israelites. Well, that's just like our history. The Europeans with their diabolical mindsets decided to enslave our African ancestors, just like our history. The Israelites were enslaved for 400 years. Well, that sounds just like our history. Our ancestors went through 400 years of chattel slavery. Well, after God, through Moses and Aaron and other leaders, led the Israelites out of Egypt, some of the Israelites thought that it was best to stay enslaved. Well, that's just like our history. After the Lord saw fit for us to be out of chattel slavery, there were several of our ancestors, due to fear of not understanding what may be on the other side and in freedom, they feared lacking the resources and lacking food and clothing. And because of the fear of freedom, there were many of our ancestors, just like those from the Israelite history, that decided it was best to stay on the plantation with Master. Now, after being enslaved, the Israelites, I promise you, it's leading up to the story. After being enslaved, the Israelites, they went through trials and they went through tribulations, and the enemy kept coming up against them, and they had to go through wars, and many wars they had to fight. They didn't just get out of slavery and have everything was howdy howdy and everything was good to go. When they got out of slavery, they had to work. They had to work, and they had to put their minds together. They had to do more than just sit down and wait on God to do something. The Israelites realized that God gave them a mindset to do what they needed to do to get to the other side. The Israelites realized that God gave them the ability to do what they needed to do in order to make things happen. The Israelites realized that God gave them the ability to do what they needed to do in order to walk into the purpose and the destiny that God had for them. Well, that's just not our history. Once slavery ended, we had to go through trials and tribulations. We're having to go through trials and tribulations. Once slavery ended, it wasn't no howdy howdy and it wasn't no party. We had to go through lynchings and segregation. We had to go through injustices and inequalities. We had to go through Jim Crow. We got the new Jim Crow. We had radical racism. All of that went on. We weren't able to just sit down and decide that God is going to work it out without us using our God-given ability to work things out. We had leaders like Aaron and like Moses who led us to where we are today. If it wasn't for people like Medgar Evers, if it wasn't for people like Sojourner Truth, if it wasn't for people like Harriet Tubman, if it wasn't for people like Claudette Colvin, if it wasn't for people like Joanne Robinson and the Montgomery bus boycott, if it wasn't for people right here in Alabama who stood up and stood face to face with conflict, we wouldn't be where we are today. Now we get to right where we are in the text. Right where we are in the text, Numbers chapter 13, right there, where we've got an issue going on. We've got an issue, a major issue going on. It's an issue dealing with giants and grasshoppers. Well, like I told you before, I'll be a grasshopper. It don't bother me to be a grasshopper. Now in the text, they write to. We let fear stop us from raising our voices in the midst of times and places and situations where we see people are being mistreated. We see people are not receiving their rights and the equalities, and we see the injustices all around us. But instead of opening up our mouths, we have a fear and we decide to say things like, "That ain't none of my business.
We have an obligation to do the things that need to be done in order to work.
scared. Think about the grasshopper. Think about the fact that every now and then you got to go into a place that is not common for you. You've got to go into a place that don't look right, don't smell right, don't feel right. But don't worry about it. Your mind will be able to overcome the situation. Just see. situation that we're in, and it seems like we're never going to enter into the promised land. We'll enter into the promised land if we stick together, if we get up off of our stools of nothing and we start doing something. We'll be able to enter into the promised land if we join hands together, and if we begin to leap, and if we begin to hop, and if we begin to jump, and we don't let nothing and nobody stop us.
closing remarks. And I thank you all so much for coming out, braving the weather, and coming out and supporting this event. It warms my heart. For each year, we plan on having another Juneteenth, and it's growing each year. And so your support means, you know, more than I can actually say. I didn't initially try to, you know, be the person that, you know, started the Juneteenth, but it's a community event. It's not just me. I'm not just the one person behind it. My church is here, my church members. It's the whole community. So next year, you know, you feel inclined, you want to participate, have any ideas about different things or any other information you want to see in the Juneteenth celebration, please let me know. I'm letting our church know. We'll try to add it. And next year we're looking at doing a parade. So hopefully we can do the parade next year, having additional events as well. Once you exit, once we close out of here, if you go to our fellowship hall, there are some business vendors. There's also food vendors that are in the fellowship hall, so please check that out as well. And again, thank you all so much for coming out this afternoon. Love you all. Thank you for your support. And we will exit by rows. So one row at a time and exit out the sanctuary. If I could have Reverend Ned do the closing remarks and the benediction, and then we'll exit. St. George, thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. God is so good.
Yes.
Amen, amen. When I leave out of here today, boys, y'all hold me. You three, y'all hold mama too, because I gotta lose some weight, because Brother Simmons didn't even know who I was when I was she over there looking, I ain't who you was either. That my friend, you know, my friend, when your friends don't know who you are, you might need to get into some generational health. It's all right. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. That's good criticism, right? You know you need to do something about the song. That's good criticism. Right? Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, Nicole. Amen. For inviting me. Thank you, John Shepherd, for allowing me to come over and share a little bit today. Amen. Amen. I don't think we have nothing else besides I love you all. And you babies in the back been dancing for 30 days. Oh, I gotta say this and you're gonna go. That's right, y'all clap for the babies. Together to make it happen. Amen. But do the babies in the back, some of y'all, I know y'all weren't ready for when the African music came on and they started doing their stuff. Y'all, some of y'all weren't ready for that. But I want you to know that in many of the AME churches, if y'all go to like general conferences and stuff like that, in many of the AME churches, they are African first. So you get they start coming out and they doing all that stuff and the drums playing and they doing all, I can't move like that no more. But like the babies, I said, get it, babies, get it. Because that's culture. That's culture. And some things we don't need to throw in the garbage can. We don't need to throw in the garbage can. That's culture. That's our heritage. That's not foreign. Ain't nothing wrong with that's what we do. That's what we do. So y'all keep dancing 30 days. Yeah. Y'all keep on keeping on. I'm gonna have y'all come over to Geneva too. Amen. I'm gonna get y'all. vendors and stuff like that, I can't tell y'all, still sit down. Y'all know I believe no sense of humor, no sense at all. Amen. We got praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Towards the front, but please exit row by row.